Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boy, the reaction to the summit between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, the president of the United States and the president of Russia yesterday, has been off the charts for the last 24 hours. Who could have foreseen it? Just local talk show host, right? Sean Kenny is the former official with the Republican Party of Virginia, now a political blogger, and we're glad to have you on the program this morning, Sean. What is your take on A, the summit yesterday and the president's performance, and B, the reaction from people who might have an interest in Donald Trump's success, Republicans?
Well, John, great to be on the show. Thanks for having me, first and foremost. But, this is one of those instances where, collectively, we take a big, deep breath and kind of see the chessboard for what it is, right? This is a game of high-stakes poker, not just for the United States of America, for those of us who are patriots, but for the Russian Federation and the Democratic Party. For those of you who really want to kind of back up and see the picture as it is, take the opportunity and take 45 minutes and listen to the entire press conference. Reuters and AP were the ones that were able to ask the questions. And instead of asking questions about, the readiness of NATO, instead of asking questions about de-escalating tensions in Ukraine, they were once again still more interested in the vital issues of the Democratic Party than they were about survival of the United States or decreasing tensions between the United States and Russia. You can have concerns about how the president maybe answered some of the questions. Did he do a splendid job? No. Suboptimal, maybe. But all that having been said, the concerns that are going on at that summit are so much larger than politics. And yet, once again, the Democratic establishment and the media seem to want to focus on why Hillary Clinton lost. And the fact of the matter is, it's not because of the Russians sent a couple of tweets. It's because they ran John Kerry in a pantsuit, and they just haven't gotten over the fact that they got beat. It's a real shame that they can't focus on what's far more important in this picture, which, quite frankly, is rehabilitating the U.S.-Russian relationship that, quite frankly, the president's right. It suffered over the last 25 years through poor management all the way across the board, both parties. And it desperately needs rehabilitation, because if it's not, the consequences will be counted in human lives, not just euros.
Well, I can't argue with anything you said there. And I do have to point out the hypocrisy of all the people who were attacking Donald Trump yesterday, the same people who loved it when Hillary showed up with her little plastic reset button, a decade ago. They thought that was a fantastic strategy then. And now, of course, and they laughed at Mitt Romney when he said that Russia was a problem. So I do think there's hypocrisy on the Democrats' part here. But isn't it surprising to you that Donald Trump would voluntarily step up to a press conference where we can, moan and groan and say, gosh, the press asked a bunch of questions which are favorable to the Democrats, and that's kind of short-sighted on their part. But you knew those were going to be the questions that at least the press conference started with. And why put yourself in that spot? That's what I keep coming back. Why subject yourself to a question which you probably can't answer really, really well and get it to go away? Why do that?
Reuters and AP are going to have the ability to ask whatever questions they feel they can, right? And so, they know they have the president in a place where he's trapped. They know that he can't run away. He can't just wave his hand.
Well, he put himself there.
He put himself in Helsinki, of course. Mm-hmm. The Reuters and AP put him in that box. Now, did they know their tiger? Yeah, probably. They knew that Trump was more than likely going to stumble through those questions. Mm-hmm. I think they knew what their reaction was going to be. What answer were they going to give that would have satisfied either Reuters, the AP, or the Democratic establishment?
None. That's why you don't put yourself in that spot. You're never going to be able to get out.
But you have no choice but to put yourself in that spot, right? I mean, you're the leader of the free world. You're going to have to answer questions from a free press that can literally spin the roulette wheel and figure out which question they want to ask. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation. So,
if you have a summit with the guy who is seen as your nemesis, if you choose to do that, that's what I'm puzzled by. But hey, look, before I'm watching the clock, and I'm sorry, I'm eating up time. But let me ask you, it's over with. It happened yesterday. Nothing can be done about yesterday, one way or the other. The president made his decision, and I guess he's happy with it. But what do you think this does to the GOP in the short term and the long term? And what does it do to the president in the short term and the long term?
Negligible to the GOP in the short term. In the long term, it's actually quite positive. I mean, listen, Vladimir Putin is a man who can put 80,000 men in Warsaw in a week and Berlin in a month. You need to talk to this man. You need to have these summits. You need to lessen the tensions in Eastern Europe, even at the cost of your own political career and your image, and even at the cost of getting rocks thrown at you by the press. I mean, look, this is a tough call. I think the president made the right call in meeting with Putin. And at the end of the day, that's the kind of leadership you need in order to de-escalate tensions. What the press is saying right now, next week we'll be talking about some other crisis somewhere else in the world, and they'll move on to whatever their outrage of the day will be.
Well, let's hope so. Sean Kenny, former official with the Republican Party of Virginia. And now, what is your blog?
It's the Republican Standard. It's a media journal. I know the Democrats just went out with their own version of it today, as a matter of fact, at the Virginia Mercury. But, it's the RepublicanStandard.com. It's a great website, great information.
Okay.
Feel free to check it out.
I will do that. Sean Kenny, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.